news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, good morning, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5. 71, a little bit cooler than it was yesterday morning at this time. Still a hot one on the way. Dr. Bill's forecast coming up right after we check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic on Mobile Mornings.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, perfect start to the day so far. Accident-free conditions and light traffic from Airport, Spring Hill, Moffitt, 65, Tillman's Corner, and Theodore, 90, and Range Line. Perfect. No delays and accident-free conditions continue with light traffic downtown and across the Bayway. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, they offer the Spring Hill Advantage, your trade-in value and out-the-door pricing in 30 minutes or less. SpringHillToyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You have a car, truck, or SUV that you need to sell? Let's face it, selling a car can be a hassle, and in some cases, a complete waste of time. First, finding the time to take the phone calls from people that either aren't serious or they end up making a ridiculous lowball offer. Even worse, meeting complete strangers at your house that may or may not be casing your home. Unfortunately, with all the scams out there, it's hard to know who's honest and who's not. There is an alternative. We can buy your car directly from you or sell it for you on consignment. This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars, and we have plenty of practice when it comes to selling cars. It's what we do. We can handle everything for you, from marketing your car online, arranging financing, even trading in a prospective buyer's car on yours. Even if you owe money on your vehicle, that's not a problem. We can handle everything and pay off your vehicle at the time of sale. So leave it to us at Classic Cars, and we'll take the hassle and worry out of selling your car, truck, or SUV. Come by the store on Cottage Hill Road behind the mall, or give us a call at 479-6676. One more thing, it has to be a nice vehicle, because at Classic Cars, that's all we sell. Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, 479-6676.
War Eagle Auburn fans, this is Bo Megginson. Excited to be bringing you the Auburn Tiger Radio program every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5. Not only is it going to be an exciting season with the Tigers taking on the toughest, most demanding schedule in the country, but we'll also be coming to you from Nexus Cinema Dining off Cody Road just south of Greeley at 770 Bruns Drive. It'll be an exciting time all year long with great food, great drinks, and great Auburn football talk here on FM Talk 106.5 with your Auburn Tiger Radio program.
6:08, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Yeah, so tonight, a brand new place for the Auburn Tiger Radio Show at Nexus Cinema. You were up there yesterday.
Yeah, I went out to Nexus to go ahead and set up, get prepared a little bit for tonight, but I've been out there plenty of times. I love Nexus Cinema.
You go out for like movies.
Yes, yeah.
What's the deal? Like, explain like something, because tonight will be my first night. I'm going out as well. Like, what happens at Nexus? What is the deal?
It's more than just a cinema, if you couldn't tell from the name. It's Nexus Cinema Dining. So you can get some great food there and great drinks. They actually have a sports bar, and there's several little areas, not little, I shouldn't have said little. There's several areas in Nexus when you walk in. There's a whole downstairs area where you can eat, and a bar there downstairs, and there are TVs to watch games, and that's where you enter the movie theaters also.
But it is a movie theater, right?
It is.
Cinema.
And they play college games on the weekend now. You can watch Alabama play, you can watch Auburn play, you can even watch South Alabama play in the cinema.
On the massive screens.
Yes.
Oh, that's cool.
And when you sit down, there are these little tablets that are on each chair, and these are recliners. You can either sit in a recliner or sit at a table, and there are tablets there, and you order your food, you order your drinks. They bring it to you during the movie or during the games. It's one of the coolest things ever, and it's so comfortable. And upstairs, where we will be tonight, it'll be myself, Antonio Coleman. Bo Megginson will be on the show also. Of course, it's his show. But there's
we'll let him on.
So many TVs upstairs. It's a sports bar. Great place to watch games. I can't wait till tonight.
Okay, this is cool because I have not been, and this is a great way to come out and introduce, at least for me, myself to Nexus Cinema. So it is off of, I'm looking here, so it's off Cody on Bruns Drive here. If you just Google it, it's going to be very close to the, not far from the intersection of Cody and Greelot.
Right.
And you go down there, let's see.
It can't be.
It's the next left down if you're Yeah, if you're heading down Cody.
Yeah, if you take a left
heading
off of,
south.
If you take a left off of Greelot onto Cody Road, it can't be more than a quarter mile on the left. There's a shooting range there that's also
I got my afternoon set.
It's right behind that.
All right, so we'll see you out there tonight for the Auburn Tiger Radio Show. Brand new venue, Nexus Cinema Dining, and we'll check it out.
Yeah, the show starts at 7 tonight. If you're not sure if you're in the right place, just look for the big FM Talk 106.5 van.
There you go. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Roy Moore has scored a courtroom victory after a circuit court judge rules in his favor to dismiss a lawsuit he filed last July against organizations he claimed worked against his campaign when he ran for the U.S. Senate in that special election in 2017. Judge Albert Johnson ruled in favor of Moore's motion to drop the case. Attorneys for Moore and his wife Kayla sought to dismiss the case in a motion filed September the 7th in Etowah County Circuit Court. The motion asked for the case to be dismissed, quote, without prejudice, a legal disclaimer which would allow the case to be refiled. Now, had the case been dismissed, quote, with prejudice, it could not be refiled. The defendants named in the lawsuit include four men who work with Longleaf Strategies of Montgomery, Highway 31, Super PAC, and Bully Pulpit Interactive, Waterfront Strategies, and Priorities USA, Washington, D.C.-based entities, the suit says, worked with Highway 31 and several other defendants. The lawsuit said that those named ran or contributed to misleading and defamatory commercials that were related to allegations of sexual misconduct against Moore going back nearly 40 years, which Judge Moore and his wife say led to his defeat in that special Senate election last December the 12th. Happening right now, the Alabama Attorney General is investigating the Associate Commissioner of the Alabama Department of Corrections. Grant Culliver is now on administrative leave. The move prompted by written allegations of misconduct, which were filed with the Alabama Department of Corrections office. Culliver is responsible for the daily operations of the state's men's prison. That's according to the website. He began his career as a correctional officer in 1981 and has served as warden at three facilities. He has held his current job since 2015. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Cialone with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile Bay Bears are leaving the port city after next year, relocating to the Huntsville area. And 2 years after that, the city could be forced to tear down Hank Aaron Stadium. News 5 has been looking into the contract the city signed with the landowner. It says if the city loses its minor league team and the stadium is vacant for 2 years, the owners can reclaim the property and demand the city pay to demolish and clear the stadium.
If the landlord doesn't want to renegotiate that and he wants his land back, then we have no other choice.
A suspected drunk driver forced a lockdown at a school in Northwest Florida. Officers approached James Poland at a McDonald's in Mary Esther. When asked if he had warrants, authorities say Poland ran out of the restaurant, attempted to jump in at least two cars. Nearby Eliza Jackson Preparatory School was put on lockdown until he was arrested. The Baldwin County Fair underway at the Baldwin County Coliseum and Fairgrounds in Robertsdale. The fair runs through Saturday. I'm Jessica Cialone, WKRG News 5.
Welcome to Professional Collision. How can I...
So my baby here's got dings all over the place, and I need her to look real good, like real good. You know what I'm saying? Like real good. And I need her before this weekend, and I'm not made of money. And are you listening to me?
It's okay, sir. We got this.
From the moment you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. Our certified expert technicians will be completely transparent through the whole repair process and will never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations along the Gulf Coast. Visit us online to find out more.
Auburn. Get to Whitlow. Arkansas.
Auburn pins its ears back, and he's dropped!
The Tigers host the Hogs in another Western Division showdown.
Set up, steps back to throw. On first down, he'll launch it deep down the field. He's got a man, Schwartz! Touchdown!
Coverage begins at 3:30, Saturday, on your home for Auburn football.
On your official Auburn football station, FM Talk 106.5.
6:16 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In Major League Baseball, we're less than 2 weeks from the end of the regular season. Currently one really close division race in the National League West, and the wild card race in the National League is far from settled. Last night, the Atlanta Braves fell to St. Louis 8-1. Paul DeJong hit a two-run homer in the fourth to give the Cardinals the lead.
And DeJong with a drive into left center. Acuna back.
Braves have now lost four games in a row after a six-game winning streak.
Okay, because they had, what was the advantage going in? They had how many games up?
They were, I think, as far as 7.5 games up. Now that lead down to 5.5 games. But their magic number is at 7. That means they either can win 7 games to clinch the division, or the Phillies start losing and that magic number starts dropping.
Right. They're going one way, the Phillies go, okay.
Last night, no help from the Phillies, though. Philadelphia actually won last night. They scored 5 runs in the 6th inning and beat the New York Mets 5-2. So they're creeping on the Atlanta Braves.
Come on, Bravos.
Yeah. It'll be their first division title in 5 years if the Braves are able to pull it off. Washington beat Miami 4-2. They're still third in the division. In that close race for the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies 3-2 on a 10th inning walk-off homer by Chris Taylor.
High fly ball to left center field. Way into the night!
Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw gave up 2 runs and 3 hits in 7 innings on the mound. Dodgers now lead the division over the Rockies by 1.5 games, and they'll meet again tonight in Los Angeles at 9 p.m. In other games, the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2 thanks to a 3-run bomb from Neil Walker.
That one's drilled deep to right. There it goes! See ya! A 3-run home run for Walker, and the Yankees take the lead.
I love home run calls almost as much as soccer goal calls. Javier Baez hit his 33rd home run of the year, and the Chicago Cubs beat Arizona 9-1. Cincinnati got a win over Milwaukee 3-1. Cleveland pitcher Corey Kluber struck out 11, and the Indians beat the White Sox 5-3. Baltimore lost again, 108th time it's happened this year, this time to Toronto 6-4. Tampa crushed Texas 15-4. Minnesota beat Detroit 5-3. Houston shut out Seattle 7-0. And Mike Trout hit his 35th home run as the LA Angels beat Oakland 9-7. In NFL news, Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston is already serving a 3-game suspension. Now he faces a lawsuit filed by the female Uber driver who accused Winston of groping her during a ride in her vehicle. The lawsuit alleges that while waiting in the drive-thru line of a restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona in March of 2016, Winston was belligerent and groped the plaintiff, who's identified as Kate P. An 8-month NFL investigation concluded that Winston engaged in detrimental conduct that night by, quote, touching the driver in an inappropriate and sexual manner without her consent, and that disciplinary action was necessary and appropriate. She's seeking damages in excess of $75,000.
Not Jameis, really.
Yeah, believe it or not, he's not the clean angel that everyone thought he was.
Imagine that.
And a cool story from one of the greats, North Carolina and NBA legend Michael Jordan, donating $2 million to the relief and recovery efforts following Hurricane Florence. Jordan's contributing $1 million each to the American Red Cross and the Foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund. There were 34 reported deaths from the storm, 26 of those in North Carolina alone. And Jordan's part owner of the NBA's Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets and sportswear company Fanatics teamed up to design a T-shirt for fundraising efforts. The shirt features the Hornets logo in the middle of the states of North and South Carolina, surrounded by the words Carolina Strong. And 100% of the net proceeds from those sales will go to the Foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund.
In addition to the cash outlay? Or?
That's right, yeah.
Hats off to Jordan. That's awesome. I mean, that's so it's not to take away from what other people do and coordinating events, but he's stroking $2 million in
checks. That's right. Jordan alone.
Good for Jordan. That's awesome.
And you know what happens when they do that. Then more people jump on.
Sure.
All
sure,
it takes
you get
is that first big initial donation.
And they're like, oh, yeah, I'm in. I'll give my $25.
That's right. We saw it with J.J. Watt last year in Houston.
Yep.
6:20 now on FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Where can you find the tools you need to get the job done and get it done right?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you succeed and save money. Do-it-yourselfers and professionals know where to go. Locally owned and operated Gulf Coast Tools. Tailgating season is here, and Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5. FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. For the Vincent Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, for now we're accident-free and a quiet ride along Airport, Spring Hill, and Dolphin at 65, Tillman's Corner and Theodore. And again, if you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, light traffic on the way in with accident-free conditions. Jubilee Roofing is a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roof and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them online at Jubilee Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
622 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill here in just about 10 minutes, and the river's continuing to rise in the aftermath of Florence. And also, we have some of our own Mobile County Sheriff's deputies, and I know Mobile County Commissioner Jerry Carl and others over there in New Hanover County working to feed those first responders as they still have a lot of work cut out for them. You heard Dalton just say 34 deaths from Florence, and the waters are still rising. Thousands of rescues have had to be done in the flood water, and that continues this morning. We'll talk to Dr. Bill more about the flooding portion and a look at the tropics coming up in just about 10 minutes. Now let's check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When it comes to approval ratings and our lawmakers, numbers are constantly being tallied. And in the case of President Donald Trump, here's what we know. When POTUS took office, he had a net positive approval rating in 38 states. According to the August numbers of this year, the Morning Consult says that number is now 24%. Here in Alabama, the president's net approval rating, which is the difference between those who approve of the job that he's doing versus those who do not, may be down nearly 7 points since he took office, but as a state, we continue to lead most states, giving the third highest approval rating. Alabama ranks the president as 63% when it comes to his approval rating. Wyoming gave the highest rating with 65%, and Washington, D.C. gave the lowest rating of 17%. Be sure to check the mail. There could be a check in there just for you, courtesy of the Federal Trade Commission. More than 430,000 checks totaling some $10 million are being mailed to people who were denied access to their own money when they used popular prepaid debit cards. The money is going to users of NetSpend. They are a provider of reloadable prepaid debit cards for Visa and MasterCard. According to the FTC complaint, many NetSpend customers were unable to access their funds either because the company denied or delayed activation of their card or because they were blocked from using that card. The settlement covers people who purchased NetSpend cards from January 1st, 2010 to August 31st, 2016. If you'd like more information, call the FTC at 1-888-684-4858. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along, Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. And you can catch this show, Midday Show, so many other shows we have. If you don't get to catch them the first time they air, like right here on the radio, you can catch the podcast.
That's right. Plenty of places to catch the podcast. You can subscribe and have it delivered straight to your phone, so you don't have to go looking for it. We're on Stitcher. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on TuneIn now. You can't just only stream us. You can stream us for 1 hour. Maybe you missed the first hour of the show. You listen from 1 to 2 p.m. on Midday Mobile. You want to hear that first hour, you can go back and listen there on TuneIn. And what am I missing here? Spotify. If you listen to music on Spotify, you can now listen to FM Talk 106.5 podcast there.
All right, so you got to hide to not get one of our podcasts, so get out there and download them today. All right, 626 FM Talk 106.5, the segment of the show brought to you by 1-800-GOT-JUNK. That is my buddy Trey Bennett. He's doing great work in Mobile County, Baldwin County. You got junk, you need it gone. It's okay, for example, if you don't have a junk drawer as much as you have a junk room in your house, get the junk gone, and you could be ready for friends and family coming over during the holidays that need to stay over, you know, in your guest room, or to heck with it. I don't like guest either. Make it your football room, you know, and be your dedicated football zone. You got that kind of junk. You got it in the attic. You've got stuff around the house, like outside and big stuff. They can handle that, too. How about even stuff that you don't know how to get rid of? Like, you know that big trash day? You know, you have garbage and they have big trash.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the limbs and all that stuff, you can haul out for big trash, but you can't put TVs or computer monitors or those things out. They can't haul them off. They can't dispose them in the same place. What do you do? You call 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and Trey can handle that and do a very efficient job. They'll come out, give you a specific time. In other words, on a given day and a given time on the clock. That's when they're there. They quote you a price. If you say yes, that's the price you pay, whether the job turns out to be bigger than they thought it was or not. Check them out, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, this story, WKRG, our news partners, are talking a little bit about this morning, about Hank Aaron Stadium to be demolished. It could be. Now, this is, once again, one of these stories where it was like the Ladd Peebles, they had done the study at Ladd Peebles and showed the structural issue or the issues that need to be fixed. The report card on it, and then nobody knew about it until further into the discussion. Remember this? And then it was presented. This seems to be kind of another one of these, as our partners over at WKRG said, they've been looking at a contract the city signed with the landowner. Now, first of all, I guess we need to lay that out, too. That was kind of an eye-opener to me, that while the Hank Aaron Stadium is owned by the city of Mobile, it is on property that the city does not own. It is leased. We'll tell you more about that, about McGowan Properties. It owns the bigger area there with the shopping center, that owns the land underneath the Hank, and a nuance to the contract that says you got to use it or lose it.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The National Federation of Independent Business called Republican Governor Kay Ivey the, quote, clear choice for Alabama's small businesses. The Alabama Political Action Committee officially endorsed Ivey's campaign Tuesday, noting Ivey is pro-business and against higher taxes. Meanwhile, Ivey's Democratic challenger, Walt Maddox, has been endorsed by a prominent labor group, Alabama AFL-CIO. Election is November 6th. A man accused of beating a 2-year-old boy to death was in court briefly Tuesday. Willie Burton was scheduled for a preliminary hearing. Instead, his attorney waived that hearing. He said to spare the roughly 24 family members in the courtroom from having to hear upsetting and graphic testimony. Prosecutors believe Burton beat the 2-year-old as punishment when the boy didn't sit on the toilet. A News 5 update, investigators believe they know who the man is that was caught on camera peeping into homes in a Sims neighborhood. Authorities say the man was spotted looking into at least 3 homes on Downing Street and Winston Drive last week. Mobile County Sheriff's Office plans to interview the man. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Dalton Norwig with FM Talk 106.5, sitting here with Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscaping. And Sid, you were just telling me about this really cool machine that you guys have now called a top dresser. What is a top dresser?
Well, Dalton, a top dresser is a machine that golf courses and sports turf professionals have been using for a long time. It's a fantastic machine that provides a fantastic service. And we've just been looking forever for one that we can use on residential lawns. What it essentially does is puts out a thin layer of sand and compost, or a combination of both, over the lawn, and it smooths out the lawn so it's not as bumpy. It mows well. It helps with compaction. It helps with drainage. It just helps in a number of ways. I'm real excited that we can provide this service now, and I think virtually every lawn in our area can benefit from it.
That's great. And if somebody would like to contact you and get in touch with you and have the crew come out and work on their yard a little bit, how can they do that?
Well, you can give us a call, 626-3309, or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
That's Sid Sexton with Sexton Lawn and Landscaping.
What started as a normal day ended in tragedy.
Our daughter Carmen died swimming near our dock when the water became energized. This was caused by ungrounded wiring and an outdoor switch box that was partially filled with water.
Before your loved ones go into the water, check your wiring, boxes, and outlets and make sure everything is in good working order. Also, test the water around your pier for electricity.
By doing so, you can have fun times on the water and possibly save a life.
A message from the Energy Institute of Alabama.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 extension 18 and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
As of this hour, this coming Monday, Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on the sexual assault allegation against Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh will go on with or without the accuser. The lawyer for Christine Blasey Ford says her client wants an FBI investigation into the matter first. But Abby Phillip reports the Republican committee chairman, Senator Chuck Grassley, isn't willing to wait.
Grassley, responding that the invitation for a public or private hearing for Monday still stands, before writing, "Nothing the FBI or any other investigator does would have any bearing on what Dr. Ford tells the committee, so there is no reason for any further delay."
The serious flooding in North Carolina could get worse today. Several major rivers are expected to start reaching flood stage. More than 1,100 roads and highways are underwater and closed. The Mortgage Bankers Association reports mortgage applications were up last week despite interest rates now at the highest level in 7 years. Wall Street stock futures remain narrowly positive this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your Money Now brought to you by local UBS financial advisor Drew Wing. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. Call Drew Wing today, 510-0748. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. Apple and Google want to help you spend less time on their phones. With their new tools for managing screen time, you can see how often you picked up the phone after bedtime or how long you're on Instagram at work. Apple's tools also let you control how long your kids spend on devices if you're concerned screens are taking time away from sleep or exercise. Apple's tools were released yesterday as part of the free iOS 12 software. Google's controls are being tested on Pixel-branded Android phones. General Mills is struggling to revive sales in the U.S. as growth in its new pet food business slows. The food maker's sales rose 8.6% in the latest quarter, driven by international revenue. The Minneapolis-based conglomerate has tried to offset stagnant sales with a move into high-end pet food. It completed the acquisition of Blue Buffalo in April and has focused since on getting pet foods into more stores. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
You've been through a lot lately, an unforgiving economy that's impacted you both financially and emotionally. At UBS, we understand how you feel. UBS financial advisor Drew Wing can tap into the global resources of UBS and advise you on how to invest in the market while protecting your principal with FDIC insurance. And while Drew has a unique global perspective, he also has a local presence right here in Mobile. You can count on Drew to give you the face-to-face attention you deserve, answer your questions, provide clear direction, and offer advice that's relevant and trustworthy. Global perspective, local presence, protection. protection. Call UBS Financial Advisor Drew Wing at 251-510-0748. Advice you can trust starts with a conversation. So call 251-510-0748 today. $200,000 minimum account balance. UBS Financial Services, member SIPC.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5, 71 now at our studios. Let's check in with staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
All right. We were just talking there during the news break, you and I and Dalton, that it felt a little bit better this morning than yesterday morning. I mean, I'm not, you know, cutting back flips here, but maybe a little bit better.
Yeah, and I mean, we'll take anything. We'll take a 1 degree drop in temperature, we'll go for it. But yesterday we got up to 96 again. I think that's about the fourth day in a row, but yesterday's actually did tie a record. It was set more than 10 years ago, and tied also one that occurred early in the last century. So 96 degrees, and that is way above normal. Normal high is 87 degrees.
Wow.
We'll probably start to see some of those temperatures in the upper 80s as we get into the weekend and early next week. So this intense heat wave that's covering Alabama and much of the southeast will gradually start to break up here over the next few days. But today, back up into the mid-90s again, and with a heat index of 103 to 105. And there's just a very slight chance we could see an afternoon thunderstorm around. If it develops, most likely to be late in the afternoon. But plenty of sunshine to go with those 95 to 96 degree temperatures. Mm. Tonight, mostly clear, low in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, another day of sunshine, slight chance of a thunderstorm. And the high tomorrow looks like it'll be in the lower 90s, around 92. Perhaps 93 degrees. So that sounds good. And as we look ahead to Friday, no good chance for some afternoon thunderstorms. We'll be in the low 90s. And then over the weekend, mostly sunny skies with a good chance for afternoon thunderstorms. Looks like we'll be around 90 on Saturday and in the upper 80s on Sunday. So there's the indication that the big dome of high pressure now that's covering us is going to break up and drift on to the east, and that's going to get us back to normal.
All right. Normal will feel a lot cooler after where we've been. I also want to talk about the aftermath of Florence as watching those rivers still rising in the Carolinas. Just like you said, this is like the slow part of the storm, right? I mean, we had the weekend story of the winds and the rain and the surge, but now the secondary part of this is really some pretty significant flooding in the Carolinas.
Yeah, this is round two, and we're getting all that water from upstate in South Carolina and North Carolina, and it's coming, in this case, when I say upstate, it's really elevation from the mountains of the southern Appalachians. So all that water is coming down and piling up against what's already flooded. And so we're seeing some peaks now that'll be starting today into tomorrow and perhaps even into Friday. And so it's a long duration thing. And, you know, there's even some flooding up in the central Appalachians where they picked up quite a bit of rain. In the tropics right now, we have kind of, I don't want to say a dry spell, but at least there's a minimum amount of activity going on, although there is a tropical wave now that's fairly substantial. It's located about halfway between the Caribbean and the African coast, and we could see some development in that over the next few days. There's still Tropical Depression Joyce out in the eastern Atlantic. That storm is moving very little, and it's expected to dissipate, but it just doesn't want to do it, and it might last another day or so, and then it should be gone. Elsewhere, it's quiet across the tropics.
All right, we'll take that, Dr. Bill, and we'll check back with you next hour.
Okay, John.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and tropical weather focus now through the end of hurricane season. 6:40 and time to check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a new accident without injuries at Schillinger Road and Hit Road. Beyond that, a really good start. Tillman's Corner, Theodore, Long I-10 from Theodore Dawes Road all the way to the 65 split. We've had a pretty quiet ride there and all the way across the Bayway. Get your South Alabama football season tickets today. Season tickets started only $60. Home schedule includes Troy on Tuesday, October 23rd on ESPN2. Find your tickets at usajaguars.com. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSherry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
The Alabama Coastal Foundation has announced that Dr. Jack Davis will be the keynote speaker for October's Green Coast Council meeting. Dr. Davis is a professor of history and sustainability studies at the University of Florida and is the Pulitzer Prize-winning author of The Gulf, The Making of an American Sea. The summit is Thursday, October 18th, 11:30 to 1 p.m. in Spring Hill College Burn Hall. Green Coast Council and ACF members, students, and faculty are invited. Register at joinacf.org.
640 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news report and it's an update on our Tuesday headline. As we now know, a 79-year-old woman who was missing has been found safe. She was reported missing in Baldwin County on Monday. The Alberta Fire Department said 79-year-old Jackie Barron was last seen near her home at the corner of Oak Street and Alabama Street, and she suffered from dementia. But once again, great news, Ms. Barron was located safe on Tuesday. And an inmate who escaped from his work release program, he is now back behind bars. This is also an update to a story we told you about on Tuesday. George McCluskey, he escaped from the Loxley Community Work Release Center when he walked off his job site last Sunday. Now, once he was recaptured, the 38-year-old was booked into the Escambia County, Florida jail. McCluskey was 13 years into a 15-year sentence for a burglary conviction in Limestone County, Alabama, and is expected to see even more time now tacked on thanks to his escape from his work release program. Looking ahead to next month, if you love lunch and you love free food, this deal is just for you. Chronic Tacos is celebrating National Taco Day and giving away a free taco 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on October the 4th. Here's how it works. You must follow Chronic Tacos on Instagram or Facebook, and that's where you'll receive the code word. That code word will be announced the day before the event on October the 3rd. And that code word must be presented at the time of purchase. There are locations in Vestavia Hills and the shops at Palm Point in Orange Beach. Chronic Tacos serves fresh Mexican cuisine, which customers can customize, and that includes tacos, burritos, bowl-ritos, and more. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Thank you, Kelly. Chronic Taco, huh?
Chronic.
Uh-huh. Imagine that.
What is it with taco places and coming up with funny creative names? Or just, I should just say, creative names.
Yeah, well, the funny will be judged by individuals here.
Right.
I would have wanted to get a little more info on the story we talked about before. We talked to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, and that is this News 5 investigation into the Hank and the future of the Hank. Now, we know the Bay Bears are leaving. This is about the physical structure of Hank Aaron Stadium. So it says here in the story, News 5 has been looking at a contract the city signed with the landowner when the stadium was built 22 years ago. It reads, quote, in the event that the use of the leased premises as a AA baseball stadium is discontinued, and should the city cease to use the leased premises thereafter for public events, generally for a continuous period of not less than 2 years, the landlord may, at its option, terminate this lease and require the city to demolish and remove the stadium at the city's expense.
Wow.
Now, I mean, there's a lot of side roads off the main highway there in that legalese, right? Because you have to jump through some hoops. You have to not use it because not just AA baseball, but it says public events.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then it says for a period, continuous period of not less than 2 years. In other words, it has to, you have a 2 year, like conceivably, I mean, I want to talk about the story because I think it's important, but if I'm the city and I want to keep this from happening, once every year we could have some kind of public event there and then we get another 2 year window. You know what I'm saying? Or every, and then, the way I read this now, attorneys might read it differently, but the way I read the legalese there, if you want to get in the nuance of it, the city could just put out, you know, Doggy Run Wild Day at the Hank. Okay, that's a public event, and then it would, to me, kick in a new two-year window. They wouldn't have to do anything. Then they could do Doggy Run Wild Day Part 2 and kick in another
like,
2 years.
Like the lights that they do every year.
Right.
That, I wonder if that would count towards this.
Well, it says, thereafter, for public events. So, I mean, that's pretty open.
Yeah, anybody, if more than, if enough people show up where you could say the public is there.
Right. I mean, that's where he gets into the nuance here. But go on in their story. McGowan Properties owns the land where Hank Aaron Stadium sits. Now, I did not know that. I thought the city owned the land there. I knew McGowan Park, of course, the extended area, but I did not know that they owned the land under the Hank. Says it does. McGowan Properties owns the land where Hank Aaron Stadium sits and the surrounding land, the ever-expanding McGowan Park shopping complex. By the way, they said here they interviewed a couple people from the city. First of all, Mayor Sandy Stimson said, I don't know if they're really pushing that hard, but that is how it's written if they chose to take it back. So we have a two-year window to see what we can put in there. Now, stipulation in the contract has caught Summit Government Plaza off guard. They talked to Mobile City Councilman John Williams, who said, okay, first let's realize nobody knew about that old contract. How many times are we going to hear this? I mean, I want to be fair. I'm not. They shouldn't have to know everything, but maybe we need to do a deep dive into what contracts the city has signed. Don't they have the file folder there, contracts like I have back, you know, in the in my office back there for the contracts on our syndicated shows where you go back and see, all right, when do we have to renew? When do we have to
Wouldn't you assume that there would be a contract involved?
Yes.
Would you have to just assume that that would be part of the deal?
But I guess you would.
However long ago it happened?
But the thing is, I don't know if they were under the impression like I was. Now, of course, I'm not an elected official with the city. That the city owned the property under the Hank. I assumed, which we all know what assuming does, but I assumed that the city owned that land, but it says no, in fact. We'll talk about this more coming up in the 8 o'clock hour and get your comments on this as well. But yeah, so it conceivably, if a certain series of things happened, the McGowan Park Land Company could take back the area there at the Hank. 646 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 next.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Mobile Bay Bears are leaving the port city after next year, relocating to the Huntsville area. And 2 years after that, the city could be forced to tear down Hank Aaron Stadium. News 5 has been looking into the contract the city signed with the landowner. It says if the city loses its minor league team and the stadium is vacant for 2 years, the owners can reclaim the property and demand the city pay to demolish and clear the stadium.
If the landlord doesn't want to renegotiate that and he wants his land back, then we have no other choice.
A suspected drunk driver forced a lockdown at a school in Northwest Florida. Officers approached James Poland at a McDonald's in Mary Esther. When asked if he had warrants, authorities say Poland ran out of the restaurant and attempted to jump in at least two cars. Nearby Eliza Jackson Preparatory School was put on lockdown until he was arrested. The Baldwin County Fair underway at the Baldwin County Coliseum and Fairgrounds in Robertsdale. The fair runs through Saturday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
The sun is brutal this time of year on the Gulf Coast, so protect yourself, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with thermal and UV reduction ceramic films installed by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting. Don't let the sun damage your most valuable investments. Window tinting also increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is aesthetically pleasing. When your dealer-installed tint fails, call ProTint with a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. ProTint has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
Good morning, 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In Major League Baseball, we're less than 2 weeks from the end of the regular season. There's currently one really close division race out in the National League West, and the wild card race in the National League is far from settled. Last night, the Atlanta Braves fell to St. Louis 8-1. Paul DeJong hit a two-run homer in the fourth inning to give the Cardinals the lead.
And DeJong with a drive into left center. Acuna back. It's gone! He's done it again. Paul DeJong with a two-run homer.
Braves have now lost four games in a row. That was after a six-game win streak. Philadelphia scored five runs in the sixth inning, and they beat the New York Mets 5-2, and Washington beat Miami 4-2. Braves now lead, their lead in the NL East is now down to 5.5 games.
Uh-oh.
The magic number for clinching the division for the first time in 5 years is 7 games. And in that close race for the National League West, the Los Angeles Dodgers beat the Colorado Rockies 3-2 on a 10th-inning walk-off homer from Chris Taylor.
High fly ball to left center field. Way into the night to end the night.
Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw gave up 2 runs and 3 hits in 7 innings on the mound. Dodgers now lead the division over the Rockies by 1.5 games. They'll meet again tonight in Los Angeles at 9 p.m. In other games, the New York Yankees beat the Boston Red Sox 3-2 thanks to a 3-run bomb from Neil Walker.
That one's drilled deep to right. There it goes! See ya! A 3-run home run for Walker, and the Yankees take the lead.
Javier Baez hit his 33rd home run of the year, and the Chicago Cubs beat Arizona 9-1. Cincinnati got a win over Milwaukee 3-1. Cleveland pitcher Corey Kluber struck out 11, and the Indians beat the White Sox 5-3. Baltimore lost again for the 108th time this year, this time to Toronto 6-4. Tampa crushed Texas 15-4. Minnesota beat Detroit 5-3. Houston shut out Seattle 7-0. And Mike Trout hit his 35th home run as the LA Angels beat Oakland 9-7. In NFL news, Tampa Bay quarterback Jameis Winston is already serving a 3-game suspension. Now he faces a lawsuit filed by the female Uber driver who accused Winston of groping her during a ride in her vehicle. The lawsuit alleges that while waiting in the drive-thru line of a restaurant in Scottsdale, Arizona back in March of 2016, Winston was belligerent and groped the plaintiff, who's identified as Kate P. An 8-month NFL investigation concluded that Winston engaged in detrimental conduct that night. A cool story from one of the greats, North Carolina and NBA legend Michael Jordan donating $2 million to the relief and recovery efforts following Hurricane Florence. Jordan's contributing $1 million each to the American Red Cross and the Foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund. There have been 34 reported deaths from the storm, 26 of those in North Carolina alone. Jordan's part owner of the NBA's Charlotte Hornets, and the Hornets and sportswear company Fanatics teamed up to design a t-shirt for fundraising efforts. 100% of the net proceeds from the shirt sales will go to the Foundation for the Carolinas Hurricane Florence Response Fund. 6:52 now, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning, everyone. For the JubileeRoofing.com Traffic Center, still got one accident moving off to the side of the road. At Schillinger and Hit Road, that's without injury. State troopers are clear. We've got the school buses traveling, but really light traffic. No problems as you're traveling across to Bayway, Daphne, Fairhope, and Spanish Fort. You're accident-free. Regional Home Center Mobile at 7251 Moffett Road in Mobile offers more room for you and your family with up to 2,850 square feet with their brand-new 4-bedroom, 2-bath Patriot to Revere Double Wide. Pre-qualify at MobileHomeCenter.ms. And I'm Kane with the FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. It will be hot with temperatures in the mid-90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, isolated thunderstorms with highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
All right, 72 degrees now at FM Talk 106.5, 6:54, and time to check headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Wednesday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. When a population in the city continues to boom, it needs to have more space to support its public works department. And that's why the city of Orange Beach has purchased more land in the city. A new middle and high school is going up at the former wastewater treatment site, which means the public works department needs more space. The city purchased nearly 60 acres of land on Powerline Road for about $2 million. Along with celebrating this new purchase, the city is celebrating the first new school built in Baldwin County in 10 years. Both middle and high school students will attend. The school is 130,000 square feet and will be ready for 7th and 8th grade students at the beginning of the 2019 school year. If you need a job, a nationwide restaurant franchisee, GPS Hospitality, is holding a job fair today at its Burger King and Popeyes Louisiana Kitchen locations nationwide. GPS Hospitality is looking to hire about 1,700 people, as according to the website, and 100 of those jobs are right here in the Mobile area. Participating restaurants will hold open interview sessions from 9 a.m. until 11 a.m. this morning and then 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. No appointment is necessary. The locations include Bay Minette, Daphne, Fairhope, Foley, Grove Hill, Gulf Shores, Livingston, Loxley, Mobile, Northport, Saraland, Theodore, Tuscaloosa, Thomasville, and Robertsdale. And locations in Pensacola are also taking part. According to information provided by GPS, the company is filling both entry-level and management positions. For more information, go to gpshospitality.com. They say they've hired more than 1,000 people at last year's job fair. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 655 FM Talk 106.5. Do me a favor, too. If y'all end up getting one of those jobs with the Popeyes side of that job fair, let me know how they work the business model, where if I go up and I say, well, I need to get a three-piece meal, and they'll say, okay, well, that'll be, you know, seven, whatever, eight, and they'll say, but for like 12 cents more, you can get 24 pieces of chicken. I've taken advantage of it, but I've never known how that worked. It's like, okay, you can get the small meal, or you can get a whole barnyard full of chicken for 36 cents more. Give me the whole barnyard of chicken. We'll eat it.
I always assume they're trying to upsell me, so I'm always like, no, wait a second. And then I'm doing like cost analysis at the drive-thru, trying to figure out what the better deal is.
So I don't know. So maybe if y'all get that job, you can report back and tell me how that works. All right, 656 FM Talk 106.5. By the way, too, you've heard the term helicopter parenting?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I've heard of helicopter parenting.
That's so last year. Helicopter parenting has been a huge thing, right? People talk about how they hover over their children. The new term, though, rolling out, lawnmower parenting.
Okay.
Okay. So
I can't figure that one out.
Okay, well, here's the term. They say it's a more extreme method of helicopter parenting. Lawnmower parenting, according to a teacher who wrote an essay about it, said lawnmower parents go to whatever lengths necessary to prevent their child from having to face adversity, struggle, or failure. They say, why a lawnmower? Because they mow down any person or obstacle that may keep their kid from having the most charmed and convenient life possible. Teacher's top example was a parent who left work to come to high school to drop off bottled water for their child. He said he asked his daughter if they had water fountains. She said, yeah, but she really wanted to drink bottled water. So the parent brought it to the child. There you go. Are you a lawnmower parent? You can confess on the text line 343-0106.